Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers. We're back here, and this is Lee Cohen, your host, here with my co-host, Rick Pruse from Pruse Pets in Old Town. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, Lee, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Rick, we've got a really interesting show this week. I know I say that every week, but I swear we just keep coming up with great people to talk with about what's going on in the community and specifically what's going on with pets. But
no, that's just because we're in the pet community. That's gonna be the gold mine right there.
Well, there's no doubt about it. But this week we have to talk about some fairly serious issues. We get to have a little bit of fun in this first segment. In a few minutes, we're going to have a conversation about something that pet keepers can do to keep their pets, unable to hurt them as much as they possibly can and better groomed, but at the same time, raise money for people who absolutely need it. Then we're going to have the opportunity to talk with one of my personal heroes, Miss Laura Ingram, who is a host on this radio station. Rick, I know you're going to be on your best behavior when we have that conversation.
I'll do my best, Lee. I'll do my best.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Then we're going to have a conversation talking about what's going on in terms of dehydration and how to take care of your animals during this hot season, because not only is it getting very warm and humid, but because of the rain, you get a lot of water on the ground, and boy, the animals just don't know to stay away from it, and that can cause real problems.
Yeah, just another reminder.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And then we're going to talk with a rescue group, as we always do, Greyhound Rescue, and we're going to find out what's going on with these great racing dogs and how is it that we can help find them home now that all of the dog tracks are closing down. I suppose that the dogs need a home, and frankly, there's probably a lot of older people down in the Southeast who need something to do with their time, too. So that's what we've got in store for the show. But to begin with, Rick, we need to get to a serious issue. We're going to talk with our first guest who's here with us in the studio. We have Lynette Arden, who is the founder of the Women's Circle, and she's doing an event this weekend called Petty Paws. Welcome to the studio, Lynette.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Lynette, can you tell our audience exactly what is Petty Paws?
Petty Paws is a nail trim drive that we're going to have at Pruse Pets. Rick is kind enough to host it there for us. And what we're doing is raising funds for families with small children, elderly, disabled, and the handicapped who are going without water, electricity, or gas in their homes. It's a huge problem all over Michigan. And right now we're focusing on the Tri-County area, and the Petty Paws Nail Drive is specifically to raise money for that cause.
And you're working with the Board of Water and Light, right?
I'm working with Board of Water and Light. Bob Perry Ellis, the manager of customer service down there, has been very kind and helpful in helping us get information that we need, as well as Capillary Community Services, who help to hand out this money to the people that do need it, who come in and searching for the.
So tell us, how do you connect with this particular problem? Why choose this? What's the problem, and why did you choose it?
It's been nagging at me for a long time, watching different people in the community who suffered, different people that I've spoken to that have wanted help through my grooming out in the community. I've met a lot of people that are struggling who've put me in touch with different people that are going without these services. And I've just been trying to figure out a way to help and do my part to give back. And that's where the Petty Paw Nail Drive came in, because that's a service that I can provide with it not costing anything, so that all of the proceeds can go to this.
That's fantastic. And maybe some of the listening audience don't know this, but, you know, a lot of the funds that we kind of sit back and say, well, they're taken care of, have been drying up. Isn't that correct?
There is no funding available. It is gone.
Yeah, so that you know, we all know someone right next to us or down the street that have been in this situation. I mean, especially in today's economic times, Lee, you know, there's no more important time than now to kind of chip back. And the fact that you've figured out a creative way of doing it, my hat's off to you. This is great. You know, that's what I love about the pet community, and that's what I love about the people in the pet community. here's somebody that could actually charge for grooming. She could be spending the day grooming dogs at her facility. She could be spending time with her family, and doing other things. And here she is wanting to come out. And this is a woman that's been having a lot of passion. I'm busy in the store here and there, and a note came across my desk, and I was like, okay, I'll get to it. Well, it wasn't more than a few days later that Lynette was back at my door saying, hey, we want to do this benefit. So she has a lot of passion to make this happen, and I want to see that it happens. And thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Lynette, if any of our listeners want to participate in this, how do they get in touch with you? Can you share your web address?
They can reach me at womenscircle.weebly, which is spelled WEEBLY.com. I'm also on Facebook as Lynette Arten. They can contact me there. My email is LynetteArten@yahoo.com. And they can also call me at 517-883-3077.
Or they can come to Pruce Pets this weekend and meet you in person and thank you and get a service for their animals while helping the community. So on behalf of all of our listeners, we need to thank you for what you're really doing. It's a great service. And thank you, Rick, once again, showing your benevolence for the community. In the next segment, we're going to have a very interesting interview. We've got coming on the show Laura Ingram to talk about her love of dogs, as well as a very interesting duck story that nearly held up traffic in Washington, D.C., right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.